members, please get to your seats as soon as you can, and we can do the roll call now.
Raja Acharchi, Sarah Amoswawi, Luigi Berende, Simone Chan,
Here.
Ishan Chahir, Zora Duran,
Present.
Danielle Donovan, Karis Everett, Christian Flournoy,
Holding his proxy, Simone Chan.
Ezra Galperin,
I'm holding your proxy.
Davion Gekman,
Here.
Getulian Gonzalez Mulatiri, Niles Height, Sion Kim, Jeffrey Letterman,
Here.
Kathy Wu,
On Zoom.
Saad
Razak, Michael Scott, David Flores, Christian Torala, Adam Vincent, Eric Yao,
Present.
Stefan Zhang.
Daniel Donovan is here. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please look in your agendas or on the box to review the October 10th meeting minutes. Seeing none, these meeting minutes are. No communications to the assembly. We have nothing on the consent calendar. Are there any reports from officers, committee chairs, or liaisons? Send this out. Seven, please the form, the Qualtrics form that Eric just emailed from the office of somebody's email to supply questions. This will by this month. So please get questions. So the chair will now recognize any community member who wishes to speak at this time. Each community member may speak. The first resolution on the second meeting calendar is Resolution 9, approving special projects funding request for the Melodramatics Theater Company. Vice President Height, floor to make this presentation. As you all may remember, this resolution was sent calendar last week, and the motion to move it to the second meeting calendar, which you may be a little familiar, but Vice President Height will give a full presentation. Box with further resources from the Melodramatics that you may refer to. This resolution will be voted on next. The third reading. Thank you for coming. Resolution on the second reading calendar is Resolution 10, Enhancing Campus Safety. Representative Geffen, please move to the floor. Questions or comments or proposed edits. Representative Shaduri, Valid Voluntary, and Representative Al-Mosawi.
Hi, so love the resolution. Just quick question about lines 23 to 25 about like the RAs and like testing them, like getting them trained. How would that, like, I guess just how would that work? Because RAs are like a paid position and like they had a job description and things like that. Would that be like something that we would have to, like, would that be something that we would have to negotiate with the university overall to like change job description for like something like that? Slash, how would you like tackle like problems like students not feeling comfortable like to be able to like be trained in situations like that, like to be like a little bit harsh?
Yeah, so that would
however, like, I'm thinking, like, I guess, of the behavioral, like, the social and behavioral implications of it. Wouldn't you be placing the onus or the burden on the female population or the vulnerable populations on campus by requiring them to test their drinks? You know what I mean? Like, it's, I guess, instead of, like, putting the emphasis on creating a safer environment, you're putting the emphasis on the vulnerable populations by testing. And that's something to consider. Maybe in another resolution, but I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Side of Al-Masawi. Last thing, did you consider like fentanyl test strips? Is that like something that would be in addition to this?
Yeah.
I think it's very important that something like this is put in place, and I'm definitely coming at this. But just like in my experience, I tried to get Narcan just from Cornell Health because they had these like training, it's a 2-hour training sessions that you could have otherwise given off to the process. And I'm not sure if that's because they're trying to create a barrier to entry, so like just anyone not have something that could potentially be dangerous, or if it's genuinely expensive. But I would say like because this is such like an important thing, I really do think I would say that make sure that this is actually feasible and make sure that you spoke to the right people and that this comes to
curiosity, since you were like, since like Cornell Health is like coming and said like they want to like see this resolution passed, do you like know their rationale behind like why they haven't already like pushed for something like this before? Is it just like something they haven't considered, or like is there like some barrier that, of entry that you like already know of?
Yeah, I haven't been told that they're treating my understanding.
Similar programs for training tools that we could replicate or borrow or things of that nature, because one really hard thing about these types of trainings is like if students are the ones enforcing it with the high turnover rate, the student body, this might get lost or like certain elements that they get lost.
they just, like, it's part of the reason they found. Date rape, drug testing kits, and two things that also be active.
Great resolution. I just have some questions about the scheduling. If, I guess RAs would be easier because they have like rotation calls, but for the two individuals from each non-dormitory housing unit, does that mean they're required to be like, is there some sort of schedule that is implemented for them to make sure that when they are needed, they're here? Because if it's only two people and they're both like not like present, then how would we get access to the kid?
Yeah. Silverman and then Representative Verde.
Prosecco.
As someone who's attended like Narcan training, and it, the purpose of it is that you, like, anyone can use it. So I think the accessibility side is really useful. Like, if say you give someone Narcan, but they're having a completely unrelated mental issue that's not overdose, like, there's no harm done at all. If it's incorrectly administered, there's no harm done at all. So just having it there in general is really useful. And the training, I'm seeing it is just like just to make sure, and just like a formality and a leadership type of thing. Not that you need the training to have it. It's just nice to have that. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
no, people's questions.
Thank you, Representative. Seeing as we have nothing on the third reading calendar and we have no appointments or vacancies for this week, I motion to adjourn this meeting at 5:25 p.m. Now this meeting is adjourned at 5:26 p.m.